put her back. That door's not disappeared. Or some newspapers.
Yeah, what's the good old things, miss?
That's your puff light. That's my TNT line.
Oh, if I put the post line in, you've got a TNT line. We'll have to find the door for the bucket, miss, won't we?
Yeah.
Do you think it's in a toy box somewhere?
Yeah.
Shall I go and have a look?
I think it's. I just eaten it.
You think you've just eaten it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I hope you haven't.
Found.
Well, we'll have a look in this box.
Good idea. Thank you, so. Let's look.
Right, so this ambulance. Oh, there's your florital granddad. Look. What's the things that ring?
Yes, it's here. Look down here, there.
What's that? Is that the cap of the line that granddad bought you?
Yes.
Oh, look, that's a newspaper from the TNT line.
Yeah, I'll send it.
Helicopter, Thomas the Tank. Oh, there's the door, look.
Yes!
Shall we fix it? What's that from, Thomas?
That's from my car.
Oh, police car. And
from a post room. Look.
Right, so that's the police car, maybe. That's the back of the police car.
And that's the back of the post car.
The back of the post car.
And there's any more newspapers? Blue flare.
I can't see any more in there, no. You've got some stamps, some old stamps. Maybe they belong in the post line, don't they? There we are. I think the last time we landed these doors, Thomas, we put one of them away, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear.
You think Daddy can fix it?
Well, I think Mummy can manage it, but... There we go, how's that? Oh! Oh, of course I've fixed it and it fell in.
Yes, that's my luck. It's gone in the post lorry.
There we are.
You want a newspaper?
Seems secure though, doesn't it? Yes, please.
Hope your TNT lorry's clean.
Is it?
Lots of wheels.
So what do we see when we're in Disbury, Thomas?
This is a Scania.
It's a Scania.
Daddy's got, Noel got David in his lorry.
David's lorry is a Scania, is it?
Yes. And you know he got in it.
No, I don't know what he's got.
Lots and lots of wheels.
Yeah.
No. He got some...
What does he carry in his lorry?
Computers.
Computers, that's right. He carries computers and computer equipment, doesn't he?
Forgotten then.
You've forgotten?
Yeah.
But it's a Scania, isn't it? The make of your is a Scania.
Look, that one's a Scania.
Yes, what? What we can have?
Sorry. Was it going out?
The post lorry says ERF on it. ERF, whatever ERF is.
No, I don't.
I don't know what it is either. So you've got lots of cars and things, haven't you?
Yes, and trucks.
And trucks.
And house carriers.
So I'll get this box out. I'm just getting all the boxes out because it's a long time since I've looked in, and sometimes we find things that shouldn't be in the toy box, are they?
Oh, look, there's my Dizzy.
Your Dizzy Mixer. There you are.
Yeah. Look, a Lego with lots of... Let's dig something.
You're going to dig something with your digger?
Yeah. Sweeties, oh. I think.
Yes, it might be sweeties. It's not the dustbin lorry that really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a digger, but because the back opens up,
yeah.
Pretend it was a dustbin lorry and put things in.
Yeah. Oh, that's my dress.
There we are, that's the digger driver. It's got a white helmet on it, isn't it?
And I don't put those away in a few minutes. I put those on the floor and car.
Yes.
I think it's blown away. Come play it fast. And Marty and he froze. And there's no more lorries.
No?
Yeah, my train stuff. Looks. Dig. Got some sweeties in here.
No, we're no sweeties today.
Got some sweeties in here.
No, you've got some Lego bricks in there. That's what you've got to be content with. While you're doing this, I'm just tidying up these few things. It's a long time since I've seen this fire engine. Who bought you the fire engine? Oh, the Christmas. It's June now, isn't it?
Nearly June.
Pardon?
Nearly June.
Well, it's nearly, yes, nearly June. Is it? Do you know what day it is?
Monday.
No, it's not Monday.
Hey, look out. There's some dustbin bags out.
Oh, yes, but just because there's dustbin bags out, it doesn't always mean it's Monday, Thomas, does it?
The dustbin in the
calendar. I've got to get the calendar. I think it's... Well, Auntie Wendy's wedding is on Saturday. And I think that was the 3rd, so no, we're not supposed to be in May, aren't we? I'm just getting confused. Let's have a look on the calendar.
Chocolate calendar.
Chocolate calendar. Well, it's the very last day of May. That's why I was confused, because I thought it was yesterday. And tomorrow it's June.
Got some chocolate.
Chocolate? What's chocolate got to do with it?
I want some chocolate.
You want some chocolate, do you?
In the cereal
bar. In the cereal bar. Shall we see if we've got some chocolate buttons left from Mummy's Easter egg?
Oh, no!
No?
No.
Okay.
No, sweetie,
this one. Oh, look, these would be a good thing to do, Thomas. These toy coins. This toy money.
I'm going to put those in here.
Yes, you can do.
Okay.
There you are, Tricia. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you, my love. How about Tom? You're funny. Aren't you? You're a funny, funny boy.
Put this money drop. Put it two drops.
Keep dropping it. Right, you've got another digger here. Do you want this digger out as well with this digger, Mum?
No.
No, just
put it. There's another money dropped.
Is there?
Yep.
Oh, no, it's...
There.
Oh, I think you just put your slipper on it.
No, I did.
So in this one, we've got your fire engine, a digger, a torch. That digger belongs in there, this is it. And Dizzy, shall we put Dizzy in there as well?
Oh, look, there's a money dropped. There.
20 pence piece. Here we are, 20p.
Thanks.
We'll put this in the little. Is this a little bit as well? That's a good noise, isn't it? I don't know what the bell, that button does. When we put that through the dishwasher, and it's come up clean, but it's a bit dull now, isn't it?
Mummy, there we go. There's one pile.
Oh, thank you very much. Shall I put a pile here?
Yeah.
Make a pile there. Right, I'll put this box back because we know what's in this one.
There you go, Mummy.
Gosh, that's a lot. Well, I just found a piece of train track in this box.
What's that?
So I just found a piece of train track in that box.
Yeah.
We'll build the train track now. We'll build the train track
later, shall
we? No. I thought we were playing with the money in the digger.
No. Tomorrow.
There you
go.
Thank you. Whoops! Oh look, I'm going to use this little digger. Gosh, it's got some diggers.
There you go.
to carry the money back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lover Digger.
Oh, you're giving me a kiss to the digger. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
The bus.
Bertie the bus.
Well.
Played with that bus for hours and hours and hours. Gosh, you've got lots of things in here.
I wonder if this is my mixer. No, I mean that one.
This one?
Yes.
Right.
Look, that's from my bag.
Oh, is that one with water in? It is, isn't it? Oh gosh, I thought it was going to go up that little one.
Yeah.
One with water. Shall we put that on the stairs ready to go back up in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Because that was where it was going to go, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll put that on the stairs and then we'll remember the next time we're going up to take it with us. How's that?
Put some more day money in the mixer.
Okay.
Go round and round.
That's right. £1, 50 pence, 20 pence.
Thank you. Round. Thank you. Now he's going in
the jumper drawer. Nice.
All that money goes in there.
There's a lot of money in there, isn't there?
And jumper. And the digger puts it in here. I put it in a smoke mixer. There's £2 for your mixer. There's a blank too.
This is your favourite toy of all time, isn't it, last year?
Yes, it is.
Well, mommy gives a lot of your toys away when you're a big boy. I shall probably always keep this little train and your red bus.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever let those go because it reminds me of when you were a very, very young girl.
Put those money away. Get my train now. That's more like Mitra's.
It is, isn't it? Like looking close to Mitra used to bring one just the same, didn't she? Oh, look.
Yeah.
You've got a newspaper for your TNT, Laurie.
Oh, yeah. I know
we remember where it had gone to, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right, that's the trailer from the train. And the pussycat used to sit in the train sometimes, didn't she?
Yeah.
We had both the horse and the pussycat. And there's the racing car, so I'll put those things together.
And that train. There's a hook on the back.
There is a hook on the back, yes.
With some more carriages.
Well, that's the racing car thing together, isn't it?
That goes. No, I don't want that.
No, I know you don't, but I'm just putting some things together so I know what we've got.
I want put that.
Oh, you want the racing car, do you?
Yeah.
Right.
So put it. There. There's two hooks now.
Oh, I see. That's what you wanted to do. Right.
There's a train coming.
Okay, I know we're going. Shh, be careful.
Shh.
Because you were banging. What's that from, Thomas? Oh, I know. Is that from this?
That comes from McDonald's.
It is, yes, that was a very good present actually, wasn't it? All those Lego bricks from McDonald's. One of your Happy Meals, that's quite a while ago now, wasn't it? Got lots of little cars there. Fire engine, look, a postman's hat, bam.
And fire engine.
Yes.
And the postman away. need that baby. Oops.
Sorry. Do you remember this clear yellow car that we bought you in Spain?
Yeah.
Would you like that now, or shall we put that back in the box?
Later.
For later.
Tomorrow. Bee-ba,
in the newsagents in Didsbury.
Yeah. Yes. I wish I had brought a sweater with it too.
Well, we probably did, Thomas.
I would have read that turn up.
I'm sure you would have brought a sweater at the same time.
I want a sweater.
Well, we've had the foundation a lot of the time, so we can actually eat this sweet.
I need that to find the journey.
See, it's quite exciting getting out the toys that you've not had for a long time, isn't it?
No.
But that goes the other way, Thomas. It has to go on the back. That's right. You know what, like that.
Like it. And put them their way. Beaver.
Haven't you got lots of fire engines? You've got a fire engine that Father Christmas bought you.
Yeah.
You've got the Lego fire engine that you got for your birthday. You've got this fire engine here.
Yeah.
That came for you with nappies, I think, when you were a lot younger. You've got this little fire engine you bought in the newsagents.
What's the newsagents?
The newsagents, it's the paper shop in Didsbury where Mummy buys a magazine. You know the shop where all the little Thomas the Tank Engine trains are hanging on that stone, the little till? Do you know the shop I mean?
No.
When we next go in, I'll tell you this is the newsagents. And then you've got the new fire engine that Uncle David bought you. So how many? That's one in your hand, the one that came with the lampies, this one that came from the newsagents too.
I want to put it off what I bought in the newsagents.
Oh, Thomas, they were eating that ages and ages ago.
I just want to eat it now.
No.
Just the
Lego fire engine from Father Christmas.
No.
And the fire engine from David, that's five fire engines that I know of that you've got.
And five police cars as well.
No, I think you've only got two police cars, haven't you?
Ooh. I'm getting out my train set.
Well, let's put these things away. Put the train set out, Thomas. We've got to have them out. Or is it in a room, is there?
That's a room over there, a television.
Well, no, but we've got to clear all this first before we bring anything else out. Have you finished with these Lego things?
Yeah, not yet.
No? Is this the box that these little cars go into, the minis?
Yeah. Look there. Look there.
Yes. Is that the engine?
Look, the doors are open.
Oh yes, it's nice. Did your granddad buy you that? He bought you this little blue one, didn't he?
But another way it was broken.
Yeah.
But they didn't. But baby, stop to a new section. That can't stop it to a new section.
Is it?
And it's up to a gold lodge.
What sort of shops do we go into in Didsbury?
You're not talking.
You're not talking? Why?
Because I'm not loving you.
You don't love me, so you're not talking to me.
No.
Fair enough. Well, we go into Michael the Butcher's, don't we?
Mary the Butcher Man.
Mary the Butcher Man, yes, Mary's my little wife.
life.
And we go to the fruit and vegetable shop, don't we, where Mr. Thompson is?
Yeah.
And we go to the newsagents.
Yes.
The sweetie shop.
Yes.
What about the bakers?
Yeah.
What do you about the bakers?
Sausage rolls, cheese and custard.
Sausage rolls, cheese and custard? Which is usually just sausage rolls, isn't it?
Yes, and hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns, that's right. We haven't bought those for a long time, have we?
No, we need that, Lauren.
Okay. Would you like a TNT lorry back again?
No, sir, thanks.
Oopsie daisy, are you alright?
I'm okay with this.
Well, how are you? Well, when you've finished with the Lego, I'll put the Lego back in that one. What about the little mini? Do you need that still?
No.
I'll put these newspapers in the back of the TNT lorry. We saw a TNT car, didn't we, in Did Spring?
Yeah.
It was a cross between a car and a van, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was near the post office. That's another place we go to. And what about the bank?
Yes.
Going to the bank and post office?
Yeah.
And the chemist. We're always in the chemist, aren't we?
Mum. Mum, you have this. Got some sweeties in the back of this lorry.
Have you really?
Yeah.
That sounds very nice.
No. Sweeties are not nice in the back of the lorry.
Aren't they?
No, because it's been in the dirty water.
Oh dear, why has it been in the dirty water?
Because we're not licorice.
What about licorice?
Made in licorice, I said.
Sorry, I still can't tell what you said.
Policemen have licorice.
Policemen have licorice? Oh, right, I think that's something on the tweenies, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's this a story about? Somebody who goes...
It's called Policeman Charge. Policeman Charge.
Policeman Charge.
Long legs.
Daddy long legs, or who long legs?
And he eats licorice and sweets and cakes and licorice and sweeties.
Well, I think it's somebody, isn't it, that goes into a sweetie shop and he steals licorice. He doesn't pay for it. He steals it, doesn't he? And the policeman comes after him, but the police. Well, he's called Skateboard Sam, isn't he? Because he...
No, Policeman Charge.
Policeman Charge.
Policeman Charge. Okay. And Larry Longlegs.
Larry Longlegs. Do you know, I'll have to listen to that story again because I can't quite remember it though. But I think the policeman chases after the person who stole the licorice on the skateboards, doesn't he? Skateboard Sarge. And he skates down the hill at top speed. And do they catch up then with the...
Not speed.
Well, fast. He goes quickly, doesn't he?
Like trains. Trains go fast as well.
They do?
Yeah.
What sort of noise do trains make?
Dibbly-dum, dibbly-dum.
The diddly-dum. The diddly-dum.
It's going now, that train.
Is it?
Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Shall we put the pussycats on top of the train roof? Or shall we leave her sitting on the wall?
Yeah.
On the wall?
Yeah. Pussy cat's meowing. Just get me down!
Is that what the pussy cat's saying?
Yeah.
She's meowing, get me down. Is she not happy sitting up there?
I'm nearly jumped on the train. Oh, that's better.
Is it?
That's what I wanted. Train. The horse on the back I wanted.
You've not played with that for a long time.
And a wall broken down.
Oh dear. So the person who steals the licorice runs away, but the policeman's on skateboards and he catches up with him very quickly, doesn't he?
And he falls, goes up in the air and goes smash, stuck, bang.
Does he?
On top of Larry Longlegs.
Oh, Larry Longlegs, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, is Larry Longlegs the name of the person who steals the licorice?
Yes, and he splat with the licorice, he swings underneath Larry's gun, Larry's tight.
I see. And when we went into the news agents in district where they sell the sweeties, yeah, they told the lady in the shop that policemen like licorice, didn't you? Because of that story, and she said, all right, I remember that, and I put a notice up because the sweetie shop in Disbury is opposite the police station, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she said, if policemen liked licorice, she would put a notice up saying, we sell licorice. And then she'll get lots of extra customers into come into her shop, won't she?
Get the sweeties in the jar.
That's right, yeah, she sells sweeties in the jar, doesn't she, in that shop?
Yeah, and the box as well.
That's right. Yes, in boxes, because we can go into a lot of shops and buy sweeties, can't we? And you just pick a packet up from the shelf or a box. But in that shop, she still sells sweeties in jars, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And she has underneath the counter,
yeah,
you can see them in the glass cabinet, can't you? She has lots of boxes.
Yeah.
And you can tell that she's got sweeties in boxes. And when you go in, if you ask for some sweeties, she has to weigh them out, doesn't she? Especially for you.
Yeah. No trainings. Trains. There's a more room for a train track. I'm moving this train track.
You want to build the train track?
Okay. That's a big bang.
That's a big bang, isn't it? Shall I put these other things away now?
Yeah. Now let's go cracking.
Let's go cracking. You can say let's go crackers.
Yes, I do.
Right, where's all the Lego from this sofa?
Yes.
The pussycat to sit on.
Yes, it is.
Right, is that the wall?
Yes, it is.
Can I put the Lego train back?
No.
Are you tired?
Yes, I'm nearly sick then.
You're nearly sick? Why?
Yes. I don't look dead.
Do you not look dead? No.
I love
the
news agents.
You love the news agents, or you don't love the news agents?
No.
Well, I don't think we love the news agents. We like going into the shop, don't we? But I don't think we really love them.
What do I love them? Lipstick that out.
Wait
a minute.
Goodness me. What a mess.
That's a big bang.
It's a big bang, wasn't it?
Yeah, that scared your ears.
It scared my ears. But it didn't scare me too much because I knew that you were about to tip it out and I was waiting for the bang. Right.
So Molly bought that fountain.
You got that for your birthday, didn't you?
Yeah. So who bought that?
I think it was something Molly got for you.
Let's build it. Let's build a train.
Okay.
So walking on two legs.
Walking on two legs, you're walking around like
Michael.
Michael
Shopman.
The hairdresser, the barber.
Yeah. Well, Barbara's called Michael as well.
He is, yes. The man in the butcher's shop is called Michael.
Yeah.
And your Barbara is called Michael.
Yeah.
It's quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got a new section, man. Yeah.
Oh, you found a noisy train.
No,
the kiss toys.
Listen, and then it goes diddly-dum.
Diddly-dum. Diddly-dum. Diddly-dum. Yes, I can hear it without you putting it in my ear, thank you, Tom. No, don't put it in his ear. Diddly-dum. Right, it's going. Which way is it going? Which way is it going, Tom?
That way.
But what way is that?
It's going to the long way's legs.
Is it going forwards or backwards?
Forwards.
Forwards.
It's
right.
Going on the track.
Sounds like a pig screaming, I think.
It's not, it's a train.
I know it's a train, because it sounds like a piggy squealing. Ding, 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 ding.
Going that way.
Which way is that?
It's going to Mummy's house.
Is that forwards or backwards?
Forwards.
Forwards. It hasn't got any carriages, has it?
Yeah. Look, it's got one now.
Oh, that's right. That's another carriage you got for Christmas, isn't it? It's another train. Sticky end, isn't he?
Yes, that's funny.
He's going along the floor now. He's come right off the rails, off the tracks.
Come up there.
He ran around the corner of the tank engine jigsaw.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I've gone in the kitchen.
Is he?
Hello.
Has he gone underneath the chair now?
Under there now. It's going on a sticky track now. That's called a sticky track.
A sticky track? Why is it called a sticky track?
Because some sticky trains come on it.
Some sticky trains? What do you mean by sticky trains? What do you call sticky trains?
Because I love sticky trains.
You love sticky trains, because I don't know what you mean by sticky trains.
Hey, put that on the floor somewhere.
Well, I'm just trying to build it, Thomas.
I can't.
Do you want to turn the noise off now, that engine? Because it's not going anywhere, is it? What will happen with the batteries?
I know.
What would Daddy say if you leave it running? The batteries will go
flat.
Flat, that's right. Now turn the noise off, just have it going backwards and forwards, that's better. Oh, a piece that last. How lovely.
That's a good noise.
It's still a little noise when it's going forwards and backwards. But it's not making. Oh, no, I don't want the noise on Thomas. Thomas, turn the noise off, please.
No.
Or does it just finish on its own?
Yeah.
Well, when it's finished, don't turn the noise off on the batteries.
sound like a proper term, does it?
Not one set, honey.
Okay, right.
Let's build a
day truck. Okay, we'll put
there
these,
you go, my love.
Thank you. We'll put these flags in the box, and then when we next go to the station, we know where they are. Now, if we build a circular track.
Yeah. I don't like being a circle. I want it to be like a snake.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I think if we did a track that joined up all the way around,
yeah,
then the little train that moves along on its own,
yeah,
wouldn't fall off. Because at the moment, sometimes when we build it, it falls off, doesn't it? It falls off the end.
It's not falling down now.
In a minute, Alice might bark. Oh, in a minute, Alice might bark?
Alice, yeah.
Why might Alice bark in a minute?
Like a circle. Now.
That's right. I think you need to put it more this way, Thomas, because we haven't got enough track to do that, have we? It's just a very long track, isn't it? So would you like the engine shed?
Yeah.
At the end of it. How's that? We could join.
Hey, just a minute. I've got a better idea. Let's take that off and put it here.
Yes, but this is what I was saying. We could put that. It needs to go into the track on two, like this time.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, I'm just trying to build it so it'll be better to do it like that. I don't want to mess up this arrangement though, because this is really nice. Look how it clicks on there.
Then I want to put it in
there. We need another circular bit. Just join those two on there, Thomas. Can you find something?
No, I don't want it there. No.
Then that's, look, this is why it's got two holes. It goes into the engine shed like that. We need just one piece.
Listen.
Shall we send it down the hill? Down the bridge?
Yeah. Yes. Good idea. Right.
We need another bit to form the bridge down. We just need one piece to join those two up, Thomas.
Yeah, no.
It's got to be with a straight piece. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Because we still need another piece there, don't we?
There you go, Mama.
Thank you. Turn the noise off, please. I don't want to hear the noise. Come on, turn the noise off. Is he going to go to the engine shed on his own?
No.
Oh, it's got stuck to the little push, that's it. Now, which way would he go? He's going that way. Wow.
Away now.
That's clever.
Run up the ridge.
Oh, gosh, he's coming quickly, Sash. I've got to get this fixed before he gets to me. Otherwise, it'll be an accident, isn't there?
It's going to be coming. It's going to run over you. Got another wheel. Yeah, it's going to cover you up.
Is he?
Yeah.
Up.
It's going that way.
Oh.
Run over, you want to run over. Little crack, it's going home now. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
It's going to run against them.
Da-dum-da-dum. Da-dum-da-dum. Now I have to see where he goes.
He's going that way, Jim, there.
He's going to burn his here, the engine shed.
Yeah.
What did we see in Stockport?
I know.
Do you remember when we were on the bus?
Yeah.
We saw all the buses at the bus station.
It's the way of the train. And in a minute, Paul, there's a train coming. No.
Just thinking, Thomas, if we could make that into a... a big circle.
It's going fast!
See? Oh, I'm trying to get this finished quick before he comes. Oh no, oh no.
I'm stopped. It's stopped now.
Good.
Now, it's going. Good train. Engine shed now.
Mm-hmm.
Going backwards. He's not coming to your train track.
He's not, is he?
He's going to engine shed.
Funny noise again. Is he stuck?
It's coming fast.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, it will get finished in time.
And he's going so fast.
He's still going quickly, is he?
Dibbly dum.
Oh no, I can't get it finished.
Oh, whoops.
Goodness me. No, I see them together to get stuck now.
Yeah, yeah. Whoops. Go on your rig now. There's two train lines.
Two train lines, that's right, because we bought this extra piece, didn't we?
Come in. They're just a blip.
It is going to rain, actually, Thomas. Do you remember when we went to the park with Sonia and Isabel?
Yeah.
This is the park.
Yeah.
It was really hot and sunny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there's a lady there, the lady that goes to music lessons. She was in the park and she said that she'd heard it was going to rain later.
What for?
Well, that's just what happens to the weather, I'm afraid, isn't it?
It's going out. And it's going on.
It's going home.
And it's going on.
Right. It's going backwards, have you noticed?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing to do. You can have a nice time with Sonny and Isabel in the park.
Yeah.
You were a bit obsessed at one point, weren't you?
Isabel! What for?
Well, I don't know why you were obsessed. Isabel apparently was crying because she bumped her finger getting into the car or something, didn't she?
No, she bumped it on a tree.
She bumped it on a tree, did she, getting into the car? Yeah, we weren't there, we didn't see, we just heard her crying, didn't we? When we got to the car, that's what Sonia said was the matter with him.
He's coming! Fast!
Oh, your trains are always coming quickly, aren't they?
Yeah. There's a carriage on the line! Gonna bump in it!
Oh dear. Is it going to be a big smash?
It's pushing it.
Oh yes, that's right. That's like the story of Thomas the Tank Engine sort of stuck in the snow, do you remember? With a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And what happened? Some other engines came and pushed him along, didn't they? They gave him a helping hand. And did they not do that when somebody was stuck in the tunnel? Was that Henry? One of the engines got stuck in a tunnel a while ago, didn't he? Do you remember?
Yes. Look, it's coming. Now, where was it now?
Is he coming slowly? Still trying to put this together, Tom.
Going backwards on your right.
Bought this little engine in Tesco, didn't we? Was it a surprise? You didn't know what Mummy was getting, did you?
No. I thought I was getting some milk.
Did you? You thought I was getting some milk? And I came back with a little engine and the engine shed. So we've got two pieces of truck left over, but I don't really think I can find any way of using them up. Just not using them, don't you?
Okay.
I think we're better just not using these two pieces. As we slot them in there, how's that? Oh, is he coming again?
Yeah.
Help, no. Help, I'm not ready. Help, help.
Oh no.
You were watching the program on the television with Daddy, weren't you?
Yeah.
About the trains.
Yeah. And one of them's got two ones bashed.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
And a bit of a smash, didn't they?
And some firemen come on in Nemo.
Did they? The firemen came to the rescue. That was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it didn't look a very nice programme.
What for?
But it looked as if there'd been a terrible accident.
And then some workmen came and a line be fixed.
Right, the workmen came and fixed the line, did they?
Yeah.
Good. And was everything all right then?
Yeah.
Good.
No noise. Going to the engine shed.
Well, if he's going to the engine shed, he's probably gone for a sleep. What do you think they do in the engine shed?
It's
going
to be noise.
Yeah.
And it's sunshining.
Sunshining again, yes.
It hasn't started to rain yet, has it?
Yeah, nearly. Come in.
Well, the track's pretty good at the moment, isn't it?
It's coming!
Is it?
Fast!
Well, he's stuck, I think he needs a helping hand.
That's a big slow.
It's a big slow?
Yeah.
We haven't even built any houses near the track, have we? I can't believe it. It's such a large railway track and no houses.
No.
Now, I see going up the hill?
Yeah. Up the bridge.
Up the bridge. Up and over the bridge. It's right hand. Down he goes around the corner. Gosh, that was quick. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Are you looking at the Thomas the Tank Engine jigsaw?
Yeah.
Shall we do that together?
Look.
Oh. Think your train's falling over, Thomas.
Oh, I see. There. No, that man's holding a watch. That's a controller.
Oh, that controller's holding the watch, is he? Well, yeah. Where shall we put him? This jigsaw belonged to Monica and to Katie and Timothy in York, didn't he? And when they were too big for it, then when we punched
it to us. Going in the engine shed.
You see?
Going backwards.
He's going to sleep backwards, is he?
It'd be a single.
Signal. What's a single?
Open. Short.
Right. Okay.
And that'd be a green.
What is this, a green? You mean a green light?
Yeah.
Green for go?
Yeah. Green open. Green, that's green.
Yes, when it's green it means the train can go through. We've seen us at Burnage Station, don't we?
Yeah.
We watched the lights change from red to...
red.
Well, red, the trains have to stop, and what colour do they go to?
Go.
They go to go, to green.
It's coming now fast!
Oh, yes.
And a spider on the line.
A spider on the line?
I'm crawling.
And I think if there was a tiny spider crawling along the train track and a big train was coming quickly, the train wouldn't stop for a spider, would it? It would just carry on going.
And it's eating me, Mummy.
It's eating Mummy. Oh, what a nice spider this is. I don't really like spiders, I like this spider.
Aww.
This is my very, very favourite spider.
Our train's fall over.
Has it?
Come back in a minute, dear. There I go, please.
Are you going to take your train to the Mount Rabbit if you go?
No.
No?
No, I don't want to go to my granddad. I want to stay at Daddy's house.
Do you?
Yeah.
You always have a nice time when you go to my granddad's, don't you? Thomas?
I'm not talking.
Aren't you?
This is being green and red.
Oh, you're being the signal, aren't you now? Quick, where the train's coming. Right. Has it gone green?
Yeah.
Good.
Green. I'm still green.
You're green, that's what the train's gone through now. Do you think there'll be another train coming along? I bet there is.
Short.
Oh, look at this big intercity. Intercity Express.
You don't have that one. I haven't even have this one.
I'll just turn this off a minute. Oops. Do you know what number is on this red train?
Yeah.
What number can you see?
I can't know.
What number is that?
Oh, number one.
No, it's not number one. It looks like quite like number one. It's number
six.
Nearly. Then what's after six? The one after six?
Number one.
No, we go one, two, count, three. You count and I'll stop you when you get to the right number.
No, I'm not talking.
No, I'm not talking. It's number seven. One, two, three, four, five, six. When you got to six, I said nearly. Seven comes after six. It's seven.
What?
You started off again with the noise?
Yeah.
Because James is a red engine, isn't he? And Thomas the Tank Engine. What number is James? Number five?
Yeah.
So this can't be James, can it? Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Mama, it could be a single.
Signal? Oh, we've got a signal. Oh, look, what's this underneath your list? Is that from your shop? It is, isn't it? That's a little money tray from the shop. Where's your shop? Is it on the landing?
Yes, it's
yeah. Yeah, well, if I put this money tray with the mixer that we're going to take up to the bathroom, I'll leave it on the stairs and then we'll remember to take both of them up when we're going.
That's a big noise.
It is, well, if that's in the City Express, it'll be going really quickly, won't it? They make a lot of noise when they go thundering through. When we're watching the train, sometimes they go so quickly that I can't even tell where they're going to.
You're talking there. They're talking.
You want me to
Christopher. And an express train comes and we're not the noise. Dibbly-dum, dibbly-dum.
So I'm supposed to be talking to Christopher, am I? Like, oh, can't hear Christopher because of the noise of the train thundering past. Excuse me, please.
I'm going to sweetie shop. It's going to.
Is it? Oh, no wonder it's going quickly. It's a very important mission, isn't it? When we went to Burnage Station, we stood and watched the trains.
Yeah.
And we saw Christopher's daddy coming home, didn't we, from work? Yeah. Remember, Christopher's daddy got off the train and he said, "Oh, hello, I've not seen him here before."
Yeah.
And we said, "Well, that's a wonder because we're here an awful lot." And we walked back with him, didn't we, as far as the spa shop. We went to buy some milk.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher's daddy walked home.
Yeah.
And there were those boys and girls, weren't they, at the platform. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Playing on the line.
They were, weren't they?
What children?
Those boys and girls, they were being very noisy, weren't they? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you told them your name and address, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you? And did you ask the boy if he was waiting for a train?
Yeah.
What did you say to the boy?
You want a train? I said, oh no, thank you. I want a taxi. A flying train line.
Did he want a taxi?
Yeah.
I can't remember hearing him say that. I think they were just sitting there actually for something to do, don't you? Because it's half term. The children are all on holiday this week. Well, the school children, it's half term in some places, so a lot of the schools are on holidays. So that's
there's a train coming. We're not a noise. Get me down, it's going.
It is. That's why there were so many young people, I think, coming around.
Dibbly dum.
Oh, peace at last. The engine's gone to bed, the engine shed.
It's going to go to sleep.
I know, because he's too big, isn't he, to go in. Why doesn't the train go in one side and the carriage in the other? How about that? And then they can both go to sleep. That's it. Lovely, look at that. They can both go to sleep. This one can go on this line and go on this side. Look.
Yep.
Look at that.
And now another train can go in that one.
Night-night trains.
And that train comes in.
That's right, there's room for another one as well. It's a big engine shed, isn't it?
And that one went out for spotted fishing.
It's sunshine, so that engine went out for spotted fishing?
Yeah.
Do you mean the engine went out, or the driver, or the passengers?
Passengers on the train.
Right, I see. So the driver of the train is taking all the passengers somewhere nice to fish.
To eat.
To eat, what are they going to eat?
So it is pizza, custard, ooh, fish food.
Fish food? Well, I suppose if they're successful in their fishing tops and they catch any fish, they could take the fish home for their supper, couldn't they?
Yeah. And eat it in a strange train, in a train.
They could, couldn't they? Yes, yes. Better still, they could go to the fish and chip shop and buy fish and chips and peas. And eat that, couldn't they, out of a carton? That sounds very nice.
And there's blackcurrant.
Some blackcurrant juice? Mmm, lovely.
I want some blackcurrant in a bottle.
Okay, then we'll go get a drink.